All right. Round two of the daily podcast. I'm going to be a little bit more lighthearted.
Let's lighten it up a little bit. Lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, you know. But anyways, this one probably won't be as long either because I got to get back. But so, PS5 and Xbox Series X.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm a little alone in the PlayStation realm in this little group.
Oh, I'm buying the PlayStation 5. Trust me. I'm doing them both.
Ferris isn't as hardcore as a gamer as you and me, so I'm pretty sure he might.
All right, let me ask you this.
Ferris wants to play the Star Wars game, probably.
I was thinking about this the other day. For now, I don't play video games. Mm-hmm. Maybe Halo. I haven't played Halo in a long time. And if I do play a new Halo, it probably because Brett bought it and I played it. Maybe. All right. My point is, I watch all the streaming services and movies on my Xbox. Why do I need the PS5 or the new Xbox?
That's a fair argument.
Yeah, true.
At least until it's like 5 years from now, and it's discontinued.
It'll stream at a higher rate. It'll have a better process for you to stream more and have like HDR and all that shit. It'll have it'll be able to match what your TV's putting out. It'll do 4K on everything.
Okay.
You already have it, so man.
Not all shows stream in 4K. But
at the same time, that's not something that the TV / because I mean, if the movie isn't shot in 4K with 4K compatibility, it's still not.
But they're going to start doing it like that. That's the thing. I would wait a year, like what I'm probably going to be doing, because by then, when the DVDs and the stuff gets released on Netflix and stuff like that, it'll start streaming at a higher rate. But the processor for your Xbox right now would not allow it.
Yeah.
Graphics card would not allow it.
Are they doing away with hard copy games?
I don't think they will.
I don't think they will because they'll
lose money.
Because there's still a lot of people.
When are they going to make that switch? They're obviously going to make that switch one day.
Because games are collector's items.
Yes, that's it. I mean, people buy the collector's item games from like GameStop and stuff like that. I mean,
so it's never going to go away because...
And me personally, I'm sorry to cut you off. I still like having the physical copy of the game. But
it makes me feel like I really own it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the problem I have is certain games I have bought, especially like little indie titles. Man, you can't find some of those. I have a game called Hunt Showdown.
That's a good game, man.
I hadn't played it in a while. It was cool at first. It is one of those games that gets very,
It's
repetitive. And then I bought it's called Stranded Deep. You know, little indie title. I like playing it. It's another one of those games that kind of lost its scent. But
have you played the Ori? And I think that's just Xbox Ori. But yeah, you'd like that Ori and the Blind Forest.
Yeah, but I mean, I still like having a physical copy of a game, like when Cyberpunk if it ever comes out.
If you buy the collector's edition of that, like when Halo 2 dropped, it came out. When you got the collector's edition, it came with that big ass fucking helmet.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It was cool as fuck, and everyone wanted it. That's what those special editions and shit come out with. So
now, what you do got to be careful of, Bethesda, you'll never hear this, but I'm talking to you. Don't offer something and then jit people on what you offer.
Yes. Which is what Naughty Dog is doing with The Last of Us 2.
Let me ask you this. I don't want to get back into much of the serious politics stuff, but I think it is part of it.
Okay.
I'm afraid if you don't have a hard copy, if something in the game that came out, let's say 2020, is not seen as politically correct in 2022, if you have the downloadable digital version, they can change it.
To be fair, they hold up, and Brett knows that. I don't know.
You tell me.
They can change it anyway, because every game does an update. It's like 1. Whatever. Every game does an update that you have no choice but to do. Yeah.
Even if you had the hard copy, when you put that game in there,
you know, the system, is Microsoft links up with Microsoft systems and it updates and install. It's kind of like, you know how there's DLCs for just about every game?
Yeah.
It's kind of it's not the same thing, but it's like you got to update it to be able to do that. You know, if they want it taken out of the game, it's being taken out of the game anyway. It's kind of how games get released, unfinished, and then this update causes it to be a little bit more polished, and then this update causes more polished. If they want it out the game, it's getting taken out.
But anyways, you're right. Politics is streaming over into games and movies. And
did they just stop? Did they stop listening to the fans? Consumer and the fans?
No.
Some of them did. Some of them didn't. The Last of Us 2 is getting fucking, you know about this, is getting shit on right now. I haven't finished the game yet, but I will.
I never played any of them, so I really don't know. But I know, like, a lot of companies will go with what is, like, Call of Duty. You know, and Call of Duty was kind of an easy, you know, they went with Battle Royale mode.
Yeah.
You know, to me, Battle Royale is just a big free-for-all, which is what I played on Call of Duty anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is the difference between Battle Royale and free-for-all other than it went from maybe 10 people in a lobby to
100.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I guess so for me, I always played free-for-all anyway because I just, my brain couldn't process fast enough who was on my team and who wasn't. So I just didn't want to have to worry about it. But I'm like, I don't know.
You have these things called clan tags in Xbox. You know about Xbox and, I mean, not Xbox, but like Call of Duty and Halo and stuff like that. And you could change, like, before your screen name or your username, it's like a little parentheses. Like a little parentheses that shows, like I would put USMC or TTV / Officer or Twitch TV / Officer Smalls. Right. That's a plug-in.
There's a plug.
Twitch.tv / Officer Smalls.
Okay.
But when this whole BLM stuff started, in the game, you saw it probably, where they put the Black Lives Matter thing, like as soon as you start the game, Black Lives Matter does like a little description, stuff like that. People don't want that in their games. I understand the message and what they're trying to do, but I don't want to have to, when I'm dealing with my stuff at work and I want to play my games, I don't want that in my games.
And that's what anyone, because think about it, all day, every day, you can't. Anytime you watch anything, it's politics this, politics that. You want to put on a game so you can play Halo, and I'm just using Halo as an example. You want to shoot a elite in the face. You don't want to get on there and someone fucking preach to you some more.
Aliens lives matter.
Well, that's kind of where a difference is, though. And like, luckily for me, I don't play online games too much. I play like, you know, story mode games. You know, I don't get as into online multiplayer.
Did you play Call of Duty Story, the new one?
Dude, I hadn't played Call of Duty in forever, man.
The new one is fucking
excellent. Hunt is the only game that is kind of close to that I play, and luckily I ain't got to worry about any political message in that. I mean, it's a horror game.
Didn't there was a little tiff with Mortal Kombat with make Outworld great again?
Didn't yeah. But, I mean, it was quickly passed.
But anyways, the clan tags.
Go ahead.
The clan tags in the game, you could put BLM as your clan tag. But you couldn't put ALM, All Lives Matter.
Okay.
Yeah. You couldn't put certain
buzzwords
in there. You're violating the First Amendment right. Right there.
The thing about it is, though, and how some of these.
I own that game. What I want to put on that game, I should be able to put on that fucking game.
The thing, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. When you agree to those terms and whatever that nobody reads. Usually, when you skip over that, there is that agreement in there.
The only way to stop that, though, is you got to stop buying the games.
That's it. I mean, it's kind of like,
or,
and this is not a political thing. Go ahead. I'll let you do your little political.
This is it. Or you stream them. You go to your Twitter. You contact them. Start to say, hey, we're not. And a lot of people stopped playing it for a little bit because of what happened. And they allowed you to be able to put that stuff back in there now.
Yeah, they should.
But I mean, so. That was a situation where you kind of had to affect their bank account a little bit.
I agree with changing in that way. I don't want the government to step in and force them to make it where you can put All Lives Matter.
But it's the business; it's their right as the term of service, the business. It's their right to not to serve or put whatever they want in that game. That's their right. They own it. That's them. Just like if I go to a restaurant, they don't like me fucking being a cop. They can tell me, "Hey, we don't want to serve you here." The manager, the owner, can say that to me. And by law, they can refuse service to anyone they fucking want.
Let me ask you this. Without telling me specifics, has a restaurant ever did that to you here?
No. It's not affecting us, dude. It's not affecting us as much as everyone thinks it is. It's the big cities.
Anyway, back to video games. So, like, you take a company that, and this bothers me because I read it all the time. Madden is the game that, for some weird reason, people know is going to suck. Now, one defense I will have, it's a football game. It's a football game. You can only do so much. But it's a terrible mechanic game. But every year, the same people who shit on it keep buying it.
They just reskin it every fucking year.
They don't even reskin it. They read, we're not going to even... They don't even change the character look. They just give him a new name, maybe change the skin tone. But, I mean, it's the same, you know, especially if it's the same number. Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm being nostalgic, but it seemed like, I'll use FIFA as an example. It seems like they early, like in 2004 to 2010, they made a effort to change. I'm saying
14.
From 4 to 10. It seemed like every year they tried to make a change in the game where the experience was different. But it seems like now FIFA 2017 and 18 or 19 are they look better.
They did the same thing with the NCAA and Madden where you start in college and go to in NCAA you can start in high school in the playoffs and play your playoff games and then choose whatever college you want to go to. You know, they did that too.
How awesome would it be if they had a game where you could play 12 games in your senior year of college, high school, then 12 years or 4 years in your college?
They did that.
Yeah, it was the playoffs. They did it.
No, I remember NCAA 2000, the football, you could play a 10-game season and go, because I still have that
game. As high school?
Yeah, it was your
senior. I thought it was just the playoffs.
No, there were some ones that were just the playoffs, but the last NCAA, what was it, NCAA 14? Yeah, that game you played a 10-game. You could play a 10-game season and then go to the playoffs.
I ain't gonna lie, I made all of our. I made Western Maryland. I made our team.
I was on the team.
Yeah, you're on the team. Stout, all of us were on the team. Hinsmeyer, everybody. We all went to LSU.
Because of course we did.
I made Brent the kicker. He was like 5'2", 400 pounds, and he was fast as fuck. I put him in his linebacker sometimes. He's a beast, man. Yeah. It was so you can do whatever you want in those games, man.
Yeah, they might get to come back.
Like we were all like 6'8", like 200, 300 pounds, 280, 300 pounds.
Running a 4.0 flat, 4 flat, fucking 40.
Fullback was Jason. He was like 6'4", 260.
J. Rob. He's in Cali right now.
Yeah.
Man. Are these video games just getting more authoritarian? Are they just trying to control more aspects of the game and less creative control from the fans?
That's what's happening in fucking Star Wars, man.
No, well, I mean, it may be, but what I really think it is, especially with sports games, they're producing them every year. And it to make a, you know, how long has Cyberpunk been trying to come out? It's fucking at least
5-6 years.
It's been trying to come out for at least, you know, yeah, you know, for sure. It's had at least 5 different pushback dates for at least 3 years. It's, you know, might have been trying to come out for longer than that.
We've had a trailer every year for the last 3 years, I think, or 2 years.
Yeah, and so, but you take these sports games, like when Madden, what is this one, 21 coming out? When Madden 21 comes out, they're realistically already working on Madden 22.
Yeah. Don't buy 21, people. It's the same fucking game.
Yeah. Dude, I stopped buying it.
Make them change something drastic in that game. Make them bring back NCAA.
Well, they can't bring back NCAA. But,
God, that sucks so much.
Not yet. It's almost there.
That was my favorite fucking sports game, dude.
The thing I hate about Madden is it seems like players just appear in the right spot.
Yeah.
It's like they just slide in position. Like somehow this linebacker will go from over here, he'll throw a pass, and without doing anything with his legs, he will suddenly be like 5 feet up in the air with his hand up blocking your pass.
So I haven't played since 2010 Madden. Has it changed a lot since 2010? Like graphics-wise, probably.
Graphics-wise, gameplay, yeah. No. Gameplay, no. You can probably pick it up and still be the exact same. There's a few things that have changed, but...
Let me ask you this, though. What about... God damn it, now I've forgotten. sports games. Let's see. I forgot. Go ahead. Right. Someone else take
The UFC games, the first two were fun.
UFC?
The ones made by 2 at THQ and not EA? Yeah.
Those were fun. I love those games. I was doing the first one drop, dude. I was fucking Iceman. I'm fucking dropping dudes, bro.
THQ Nordic still floating around a little bit.
I know what I was asking. I was going to ask. What was that NFL video game? Was it Head Coach? How did you play that game?
I never played it.
You sit there and you try not to get mustard and mayonnaise stains on your shirt. And
you did the X's and O's of it. You didn't actually play.
You didn't play.
You're like one of the Ryans.
Which actually, to some extent, changed how Madden did, because they realized a lot of people still wanted the strategy part of it too. So like Madden, the last one I played, which is the only one I have from my PlayStation, which is 16, you could choose between being the coach, the owner, and the player. And if you were decided to be the owner, you kind of had a little bit more, you know, you could dictate prices and stuff like that. If you were the coach, you could dictate this.
That's going overboard. Who wants to be the fucking owner when you're trying to play a sports game?
I did it, man. I was fucking all about setting some prices. I was like, I had to buy beer from like $10 a pop to like $2.
And to buy raging rednecks drunk as fuck.
And then if you wanted a luxury box, I jacked the fucking price up on that shit.
Oh, man.
And then, you know, you kind of had to keep the city happy you were in. You could relocate. And it was actually pretty cool.
How dare you?
I moved...
the Saints, you move.
No. I like, because my favorite thing to do in like sports games is take the shittiest team possible and just make it my own team. You know, because you could used to create a team until the NFL just decided to say fuck that, and you were buying.
Wait, you used to Madden could make your own team.
Yeah,
and they stopped it.
Yeah,
NFL stopped it. Basically, they wanted to be able to own the rights to
any future
idea
that would occur or.
So, like, team. You can relocate a team, but it's a predetermined city, and you only get to choose, like, 3 names for each city and 3 uniforms. It's all, you don't get to create shit.
I want to get the Dallas Cowboys and move them to, like, Maine.
Baton Rouge.
Even get to pick Maine. You can't. It, like, gives you predetermined
it's
like, city.
It's moving to Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Give the fans what they fucking want.
Yep. Because... I took the Washington Redskins and moved into Portland, which is weird because we still have to play in the NFC East. So it's like I'm still playing as an NFC East team.
How do y'all feel about Tom Brady playing for the Bucs this season?
You know when you shoot an animal and it's like it's breathing its last breath?
I mean, is he that bad of a quarterback right now?
No.
So what happens when
I think
Saints
go
down to Tampa Bay? He just drops fucking 40 points on them, bro.
I mean, it's a possibility. I think Tom Brady's final year in New England was marred by the fact he had a less than stellar offense around him.
And I think Tampa Bay has a better all-around fucking team than the Patriots did last year.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be hard to argue.
Well, they have Jameis. They had Jameis fucking Winston throw it every fucking – let me just throw it.
I mean, it worked to an extent. He got over 5,000 yards.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
but you can't win a fucking – Super Bowl like that. That's the thing. Tom Brady's going to be, he's a fucking team leader manager, bro.
He's a leader of men.
Have y'all seen that picture of him with dreads and he had like gold teeth in and a gold chain? He goes, he's coming to Tampa. He's all dreads. he's like a culturally appropriating to Tampa, basically.
I've never been to Tampa. I don't think I ever want to go.
Me neither. But I just thought that was a funny picture. That was the
I
meme.
Think out of all the... like places I would not want to go. I think Oakland is the number one.
Oakland doesn't exist anymore.
I know, but still.
It probably really doesn't exist anymore, so I'm saying.
Yeah, they burn it to the ground.
I don't know. Are you excited?
I wouldn't want to go to Green Bay. I looked at where that was actually.
There's a lot of history in Green Bay, man.
I don't give a shit.
That.
It looks like a mess.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think I could do all of Green Bay in one day. Here's Vince Lombardi Avenue. Here's Vince Lombardi Tavern. Here's Vince Lombardi Blood. Vince Lombardi fucking.
I looked at where that
strip club. Here's Vince Lombardi fucking Walmart. Here's Vince Lombardi. Like,
I looked at
once
where
I
that
see the 89 things that are named after Vince Lombardi. I can get my ass on
it's,
that plane.
It's not a big place.
After I can see all that and then go to Vince Lombardi Airport and fucking
and
fly
eat
out of there.
All the cheeses you want.
Yeah, and the airplane's named after Vince Lombardi. As soon as I get on that plane and get out,
there's still a lot of fucking history, like a lot of history.
I looked at where that place was on a map too, and I'm just like, it's
not big.
Hold on.
No, I mean it's like on the ass end of the world.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Today's episode is brought to you by Glade. Glade is the number one scent spray that we use in the room whenever.
What have I told you about plugging products that do not right, sponsor us?
Sorry.
Okay.
They probably would probably give us a cease and desist.
But anyways, watch.
Fuck Glade.
Go to twitch.tv forward slash Officer Smalls.
God damn. That's fine.
All right.
But how are you? Are you excited about Halo Infinite?
Yeah, I am.
It's dropping this November with the Xbox.
I know. I'm waiting for you to get it.
Man, I hope they don't fuck this thing up like they did the last one.
Man, I am.
They just seem to be fucking everything up here recently, man. Just everything. Like all the major things.
Video game industry is a weird thing because like they'll throw out things just trying to get money and it'll suck, and people still just buy it though, and it's weird. Now there will be a huge backlash because when Fallout 76 did what it did,
what'd they do?
They released a game that didn't work. At first, it's gotten better now, but at first it didn't work because it's set in the Fallout universe, but it's always online. It's trying to kind of be like
open world,
and there's no CPUs. No. But there's CPUs now, but there weren't whenever it dropped. It's just you and a couple of your friends could go around slaying shit, and
which sounds like fun. I'm not gonna lie, I ain't ever played it, so I can't fairly. But when the game didn't work. And then they did pre-order bonuses where, like, if you ordered it and spent the extra money, you would get this, it was some type of bag, but it was supposed to be made out of this one particular material. And then when you bought it and you got the bag, it was a cheaper made thing than what they were promised. Hmm. Which doesn't sound like a big deal. I know someone's probably listening to this like, what the fuck? Why did I care? Whenever you buy something under suspicion or assumption is going to be this and you get it cheaper, you know, come on, man. And especially in today's day and age where you can take to Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but Bethesda's is having a hard time. I mean, they've kind of recovered a little bit, but, man.
The Elder Scrolls is going to help them out a lot.
Maybe.
I fucking hope it does. That's one of my favorite franchises, man.
Shit. When is that coming out? Because it's been supposed to be
like 2022 probably or 23. I mean, they want to do it to where that the consoles are going to fucking max. Like, they're wanting to max out the graphics for it. Like, just,
I might be alone in this thought. I like Fallout better than I like Elder Scrolls.
I like Fallout, but I like Elder Scrolls better than Fallout. I like them both.
I mean, I like them both, but I like Fallout better.
I don't know what they're doing with Halo Infinite first, but because I've heard a lot about it, but I hope it's fucking amazing because everyone's saying it's going to be fucking amazing. But...
Get back to Master Chief. Get back to the story.
Yes.
But, I mean, at the same time, haven't they kind of wrapped that story up several times? I don't know. I mean, I don't play Halo, so, I mean, but...
I mean, I think Halo Infinite is going back to the beginning.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
What's it doing?
It is essentially six, Halo 6.
Okay. So, what is it?
I think what they're doing is basically having an epilogue and getting rid of, like, all the characters. They're probably... Either they're not going to be part of the story, or they're going to be dead. Just to be, you know, canonically there, but they're. I think it's basically going to Master Chief, and you're Master Chief. There's no more stories with Spartan Locke and all these different Spartans.
Although the Spartans can still be alive, not like the his Spartans.
Yeah, they may be all dead. They may have died in the epilogue.
Oh shit! I think it was cool when they brought back his teammates.
Did you ever play?
Yeah, that's fine.
Did you play Kingdoms of Amalur?
No, did not. Hmm. Was I missing something?
I liked it better than I liked Skyrim, but I could see where you might not. It's more kind of like World of Warcraft a little bit.
Never got in World of Warcraft, but I liked Elder Scrolls Online, which is kind of like World of Warcraft.
Well, it kind of has a look of World of Warcraft. Okay. It's got nothing, but it kind of plays. It's more open world, fantasy based. It doesn't look like I said. It's got the World of Warcraft look. It doesn't look like, you know, Skyrim kind of had that realism. Kingdoms of Amalur didn't, but I actually liked Kingdom of Amalur better. But they're re-releasing it in a remaster in like next month.
It's just been a lull in games here recently.
When is the VR gonna make a splash?
Oh, the VR's here.
I'm gonna say it's already.
But now how many people have a VR system?
I don't think there's like real use to it.
When is VR gonna become the next big thing?
I don't think it's ever going to have, like, a major effect on the consoles.
No, I don't think it's going to have a on the consoles either.
Like, when can I just plug in and just fucking be Master Chief?
Like you can just, like, lay in your bed and put on a fucking, like, a little helmet thing and, like.
I really.
Like, do you want to go full virtual reality or just, like.
Yeah, I want to be immersive. I want to think.
That's still
like, I want to think it's real.
Feel.
I want it to be
smell.
So real that I can get that fucking sword stabbed in the throat.
We're a long way from
with.
That. We'll be dead before that.
Like, I want to be able to get that sword and stab you in the throat with it and watch you fucking bleed out and die and then. Unplug and Brett's like, why'd you do that to my character? My avatar.
But do you want to be able to feel it and smell it and taste it?
I feel like
that's
that
the kind of virtual. That's the virtual reality I would be into. It won't kill you
so
in
you
real
want,
life.
You want me to like? You want to feel me stabbing you with a sword in your throat?
It's like you'll. It's kind of like you playing paintball. I would like to like it's like a little
you
like,
like, pressure.
Yeah, it's like the pressure's there. And
I just don't know if that would be a good idea.
Would it be almost like when you die in a dream or you get wounded in a dream, you don't really feel it, but it's like, oh, I'm stabbed.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Like, I'd get that rifle and shoot Tim right in the fucking face.
Yeah.
Really?
God. But
why would I want to do that? I don't know.
Ferris, do you like anime at all? Besides Dragon Ball Z?
To be honest with you, I'm not a, I wouldn't say I'm a fan. I'm not against it, but I'm not a fan.
There is a anime called Sword Art Online. And it's one of the best animes I've ever watched in my fucking life. I watched it 3 or 4 years ago. Besides, Attack on Titan was pretty good. But I don't watch a lot of anime because you guys just stick to like Dragon Ball Z and shit like that, you know, like the shit I grew up with. But Sword Art Online is what we're talking about. Watch the first 3 episodes, and if you like it, keep watching it. They're like 20 minute episodes. Just watch stuff. It's on Netflix. Just watch it. And if you like it, keep watching it. I guarantee you'll like it. I promise you, you'll like it.
I was thinking
open mindset. Smoke, you know, and then watch it. You know
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
You'll probably like it, dude. I mean, I think you will.
What you doing over there, Tim?
I'm seeing something.
So what we got on the on the paper?
What's next?
Is it all?
Well, I don't think we need to talk about Drew Brees. Everyone knows what happened.
Yeah.
Him,
so. All right. Time for the question that I don't want to throw Ferris in there, that I always ask around about this time. ULM! We go to a bowl game this year. I'm saying no.
No.
We lost everybody, and most all the seniors, we lost. Well, I mean, like.
We go 6-6 this year?
Yeah.
We have to be 8-4 minimum
to
get a bowl game.
And that's pushing it.
That's pushing it. That's
and the
amazing.
Real thing is we got, you know, we have to be at least third place in the conference. No matter what the record is, we have to be at least 3 because
that's plausible. To be
why
third.
Can't ULM get it together? Is it because we don't put enough effort into the school?
I think so.
And they worry more about the learning aspect over the fucking athletics. That's a big thing. I think.
No,
is.
I mean, because you look at Stanford.
Yeah, but Stanford's a fucking like a college that's been around for a long time, and they have history of doing that type of thing, you know?
They also get gigantic fucking loans from the government.
Yes.
That's fair enough, too. Also, I think we need to recruit locally from the area. I mean, I don't understand why. I mean, I know why.
There's not enough athletes that you need caliber-wise. There's not enough athletes. There's athletes here. There's athletes here. There's a lot of them. But you got Tate down the road. ULM. ULL, I mean, place LSU, stuff like that, you're not going to be able to get all those people from around here.
I'm not saying get every one of them, but try to get a few. Because, I mean, you really, I know you don't follow ULM, but no one's from here.
I mean, I'll watch a ULM, I'll listen to it.
We have to stop saying you can play tomorrow as our fucking hook to get people to come. You're a freshman, you can start tomorrow.
Oh, that just means you suck. That's what I think that means. It means I'm a 4-star athlete. I can go play there whenever I want there tomorrow. Or I can go to LSU and wait a couple years, win a national championship possibly, win an SEC championship possibly.
Get more eyes on you, go to the NFL.
Yes.
I think it's less about winning the championships. The championships just help you get fucking into the NFL. They get your eyes on you.
Yeah. But being in those major colleges anyways, you get eyes on you because you're on the TV every Saturday. I mean,
because you look at Troy, what Troy did for a little while. Troy ran the Sun Belt while we were at ULM.
Yeah.
But what happened? They didn't send anybody to the NFL, and they just kind of fell off.
Yeah.
Well, they sent a few guys in the NFL.
A few, but not
enough. I sent more than ULM.
When is the last person to play a regular season game as a ULM? Did Kevin Payne do it in 2007?
I think he would have had to have been the last one because Leonard didn't make it past. He made it to preseason with the Saints, and he played to the Saints, but he wasn't out of preseason. Then the guy who got drafted by the Falcons, he didn't make it past preseason.
To compete on a national level, ULM needs a lot of five-star and four-star. But if you want to compete in the Sun Belt, a lot of three-stars, a couple four-stars can do it.
Man, I'll tell you what, though. Appalachian State came in like a fucking wrecking ball and gave no shits. And they just came in like, all right, this is our place now, motherfucker.
They win it last year?
They've won it every year since they came
in. Appalachian State's been whooping everyone's ass in Sun Belt.
They really don't.
I hate to say it. If a McDonald's is bad, it's the manager. Our manager, whoever he is,
Jocko Willing,
is not a good manager.
Poor leadership.
I really don't even think it's the head coach.
I don't even know if it's the AD.
It's the culture.
I think culture is a lot of it. Yeah. And you look at it when we went there. It changed a little bit. You know, you didn't – the year I finally finished, that we actually had a decent team and went 8-4 and a couple years before that, you started seeing a little bit more ULM pride. But you got to win –
to keep it.
Yeah, I mean, now I guarantee if you went on campus, you're going to see still a lot more LSU, dare I say, even Tech stuff. Which, by the way, is way more respectful, disrespectful than LSU, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to be on ULM, wearing
if
Tech.
If both schools want to make a lot of money, they should start playing each other every fucking season.
Why don't they?
My dad said something that made a lot of sense. He said, Tech cannot afford to lose to ULM.
They can't, but they can make. You know how many people would go to that fucking game from both sides?
I mean, agreed, but
you split that, dude, you're making a few million probably.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, but you know, and you plus you know how you know. Have you met anybody who went to Tech but didn't think they walked on water?
Not many.
God.
Tech ULM. ULM Grambling, ULM ULL.
That ULM Grambling game had a good crowd.
Yeah. It needs to happen every year. Every year.
ULL ULM is not a bigger rivalry anymore. No. Not for us. I mean, it's still like, oh, yeah, it's ULL.
I always forget ULL fucking exists.
but ULL, they bring more people here and show up in favor of ULM.
Yeah, it's true.
They travel.
We don't give a fuck here.
They travel better than we home.
Why is Monroe in Northeast Louisiana perpetually the worst at everything? We have the most COVID
cases.
It
starts with the leadership and the people in charge and people we elect. Period.
Yeah.
I don't live in Monroe, so it doesn't really affect me. No, what affects Monroe economically really fake West Murray.
I mean, I don't understand. Yeah, he's right. I don't understand why people. Yeah, it's kind of like we all know them people. I don't go to Monroe. Okay, I got some bad news. Monroe, right there. Realistically, whatever happens over there does affect
us. We are the Twin Cities, besides the.
I mean, if there was a bridge, like right over here, Monroe would be a mile away from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only reason it's 2 miles is because you have to drive down the fucking road and go across the bridge.
I mean, it's just.
I mean, and you also realistically look at it. Most people that live in West Monroe, where do they work?
Monroe. I mean, I can't say anything about politics, but I'm hoping we get a change soon.
I can. Brett does not endorse what I'm saying at all. 0%.
I do not.
It does not reflect his values or how he feels about anything else. But Jamie Mayo can fucking burn in hell. Don't you agree, Tim?
I'm not going to go as far as burn in hell, but I think he needs to stop pretending like he's a good leader.
I don't know if Friday Ellis is the answer. He may not be, but I do know that Mayo is not the answer.
Did you know Friday Ellis was a Marine?
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Don't you get involved with this, Brent.
Okay.
It's between me and Brent and him.
Yeah, you're probably the best. I don't know. Something needs to change around here, and I'm just not sure what it is.
You know who's not going to get elected? DeMayor. Did you read what happened to him?
No. You got to remember, man. I don't. I have very little to do with this place.
This is public knowledge. I won't say exactly. He was arrested for. I don't know if he was intoxicated or he just had a mental illness, mental breakdown. But he was arrested walking down Stella, naked.
The mayor was.
The mayor.
Oh,
Tremaine Gordon.
Oh, yeah. Oh my.
His name is Tremaine Gordon, and you know I saw a lot of people crapping on him, but I kind of think something finally cracked.
He's been like that for years.
Has he?
I've dealt with him a few times.
Well,
I think
I would vote for him over Mayo. At least I know what I'm getting.
Yeah,
or maybe I don't know what I'm getting.
But you can't vote, so.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, the mayor is not going to be running for mayor this year.
Do
so.
You own any businesses in Monroe?
No, I don't.
If you did, you could vote.
Well, I don't. But, like I was saying, Friday Ellis, when he gets in, or if he does get in, he might be completely fucking worthless. Or he could be really good. But we just can't keep going with fucking Mayo. I'm sorry. You've had 20. How long has he been? 20 years?
He's been in there a while.
He's been in there most of my adult life.
What was Obama's slogan?
Change we can believe in. Hey, you stay out of this. This is me and Tim and Jamie Mayo.
I just thought it was funny. I just thought about Obama and what he ran on.
I know for a fact he was there in 2002.
This is why I firmly believe mayors need to have term limits.
But he needs to go, and you know what? If Mayor or if Friday Ellis is not the answer, then vote someone else in.
Yeah, what was the meme going around on Facebook for the longest time? It's like Congress has like only a 30% approval rate, but has like a 95% reelection rate, and it's like Jesus,
because we're fucking sheep as fucking people, man. Yeah. We need a drastic change from the top to bottom of what's going on in this country. I think Trump's doing a fucking good job with what's going on. Is he a shithead sometimes? Yeah, but aren't we all shitheads sometimes?
I'm going to be honest with you. If it was not Biden running for president, I think he would lose.
I don't think he would.
I think he would. To a viable candidate. But here's the problem.
Hillary Clinton was a viable candidate.
Yeah, but I'm talking about now's 2012 and 2020 are not the same
year. Bernie would not beat Trump.
No, Bernie would not. Someone else... What I'm saying is that I think Trump's a little more vulnerable this year, but he has no one to run. No, you think Biden's going to beat him? No.
Biden's probably going to bite the dust before he fucking.
Could it be any more obvious that Biden is a puppet?
Fuck no,
he's a puppet. That's all he is.
He's not even mentally fucking coherent.
I'm really hear
it. He said that Joe Biden was going to beat Joe Biden.
He
said that.
This is my personal belief. If this would have happened. Because I think Biden is a sacrificial lamb. As far as they probably really didn't think anybody could stand a chance against Trump. So what did they do? They probably just took... You know, they might have wanted somebody else, but they didn't want to waste a good candidate. Because it's hard to lose one election and come back and win another. It is hard. You know, I don't even think you've ever really...
Who else did the Democrats have?
You had Bernie.
Bernie would not have won.
I'm
talking about a legit...
I like Tulsi.
I think Bernie would have done better than Biden because I think Bernie's at least still there mentally.
Yeah.
Biden's not.
I've never seen anybody
his hairy legs are.
I've never seen anybody say anything positive about Biden, but somehow he got there. I'm like.
I don't fucking know how it happened.
Do you remember when he wouldn't say God?
No. But I remember.
You don't remember that? He goes, that thing we worship in the sky.
Sometimes.
Did you hear him saying that?
No.
He just didn't want to come off as like, you know, there might be some Hindus there. He was like that thing in the sky. He didn't want to say, just say God.
Just say God, because most everybody, every religion calls it God. I mean, it's not, you're not
but
going.
He literally goes, that thing in the sky. That thing.
Anyway, my point being is I think Biden was just like, you know what? You know, the Democrats were like, we don't stand a chance. Let's give Biden his little moment. You know, he's been here with us for a while. You know, let's give him his little moment. But now I kind of think, you know, like Ferris said, Trump looks a little weaker right now.
Yeah, because of what's going on in the fucking country. But the thing is, he's doing a great job trying to fucking handle it. He fucked up a little bit on the COVID shit. But so did the fucking people that were the scientists and shit.
I like how we said. I like how we said we weren't going to talk about politics. And here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, but we're making fun of it. The whole thing. My theory on Biden is that the Democrats saw all those memes about Biden, about how he was like, "Yeah, fuck," you know how the memes were where he was like in the White House, like, "I got your back, Obama," stuff like that. I think they saw that the young kids ran with those memes a lot, and they supported what Biden, what the meme meant. They're like, he's got a good chance with the young liberal crowd. I think we should get him. You know,
Trump is the king of the memes.
Dude,
did you see that meme of him when Biden said, "You ain't black," and they put the Biden 2020 logo on the coffin?
and it was
the guy from Ghana, like the people, yeah. the grave diggers from Ghana who were like, "Duh, duh, duh," and like walking it with it on the shoulders. That's like, fucking great. He's fucking crazy. If anything you can say about Trump, he's the funniest president we've ever had.
But he's not a fucking politician. He's never been a fucking politician.
I think that's been the part that's helped and hurt him all at the same time.
I think it's helped him more than fucking hurt him, because no one wants the same shit in office every fucking year. The Democrats are taking some of the Republicans' fucking sides when it comes like the money and shit like that. That's what they're fucking doing.
I want Trump to win so I can, because he's going to really be fucking crazy when he wins.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's got just 4 years left. Dude, it doesn't seem, like you see when Obama went in to when he got out, gray-haired fucking, it hasn't affected Trump when
Trump looks the same.
He's a fucking monster.
Man, some of those presidents look like on they were just like ready to
Clinton looks like he's fucking a walking corpse.
He does.
I think Trump sold the soul to the devil. I really do.
I just think he just. When he died. I just think, like, my dad said it best. Yes, he was given that loan of $1 million, but he built what he had. And the same time when he was growing up with his dad, he was on those fucking work jobs, those blue-collar workers, day in and day out, learning how they talk.
Talk shit.
And did all that shit. The people fucking love him. I don't care. People fucking love him.
I like Tulsi. I was kind of bummed out when she.
I don't mind. I don't mind. The Owens chick, I would vote for her.
Candace?
Yeah. I would vote for her. I would legit vote for her because she's more libertarian than anything else. The Republican,
I think
but
she's mentally something wrong with her.
Owens, you think?
Yeah.
I didn't listen to her talking.
I'm not degrading her character. I'm just something's off about her to me.
Well
I was talking about person as a person wise.
That's because she's no longer fucking blinded.
On the plantation?
No,
like
but
she says.
No, the fucking
that's what she says.
She was diehard fucking liberal. Diehard liberal. And now all of a sudden she's Republican.
A part of me thinks she's doing it just to make money.
Yeah, but people can't fucking see libertarians and those fucking independents. They can't win elections.
Not anytime soon. I think once our age group gets older, I think it's going to be a little bit different.
It's like you can be independent at heart, but you're going to have to choose a fucking party to win the election.
I hate to say it, but Trump is probably the closest thing to really getting a third party we've ever had.
Yeah. Trump, he's not.
Him, a third party candidate, not, you know.
Yeah.
Because he's not really a Republican.
He's not really a fucking Democrat,
you know.
And he gives two shits about abortion. Like he's like, if you want to chop that baby up, pull it out, you can go ahead and do it. And vote for me, you know.
I tell you, it's not a good idea. But if you want to do it,
it's your body.
Yeah. I don't know why, but you sound more like Marlon Brando in The Godfather than you did.
Bonacera.
Like the island.
I want you out like a mom.
Doctor Zero.
God, that's a great movie.
Oh, I say,
I'm making a mafia cat refuse.
Godfather. Brittany's never seen any of those fucking movies.
You cannot get Brittany to watch Godfather. She will not get through
it.
I got
her to watch The Predator, though, man.
Okay, those are two different kinds of movies.
And Predator is what, an hour and a half? Godfather's what, three?
Yeah, but Godfather's like, that's a work of art.
It is. But.
Wait, which one's better, the first one or second one?
Oof, that's
which one's better?
No, sorry.
Which one's better?
Man, to be honest with you,
I can't choose. I still like the first one better.
I like the first one.
Yeah.
But I like this. Okay. The first one overall, I think, is better. The second one, I really enjoy the story of.
I think the second one has a better story, in my opinion. But the first one just like.
The first one, you see Michael become like this innocent kid into a fucking monster.
You can see how the PTSD from the war fucked him up.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Damn. And make you laugh if you can't feel.
But the Mandalorian 2. Season 2 is coming out. Star Wars is getting fucked over.
I finally watched the Rise of Skywalker a couple weeks ago.
The first movie of the new fucking trilogy was not bad.
The second one
wasn't that bad.
No, the second one, the last
Jedi?
Yeah, that movie sucked a big fat fucking dick.
The third one, I fucking hated.
You didn't? I thought the third one was better than the second one.
Third one, I did too, but it still sucked.
You know, the problem with the second one fucked up. The third one tried to fix the second one, and they both ended up fucking each other.
Yes. But now they're trying to fix it. They're trying to fix it to where Anakin's coming back.
I think just let it die, like, man. I'm sorry.
I mean, the whole thing, it's all about the fucking Skywalkers, man. The whole fucking thing's about the Skywalkers.
Just let it die.
You can have independent stories, like when they're making The Mandalorian, they're making the Boba Fett movie, and they're making Yoda movie, and they're making Obi-Wan Kenobi fucking series. Going to be fucking lit.
I thought it got canceled.
No,
it's green-lit again.
Yeah.
They're filming.
Yeah. Thank God.
I saw something where Disney's going to try to bring back the Netflix series, or they're going to try to bring back something close to it. They're going to start doing the indie. I saw it was basically let me rephrase this. That the time period Disney had to wait before they could either continue or reboot is now over. Because a lot of people want Charlie Cox to play Daredevil in the movies and on the TV series, which I think he should. I thought.
Well, The Punisher's back on Netflix.
Wait a second.
It never left.
Let me ask you this, Tim.
Pulled it.
Why has no one invented or came up with a good Fantastic Four movie? Is Fantastic Four just not a good series?
I mean,
it's like hard to when you're trying to make a reality based almost movie. That one doesn't translate the best.
The Fantastic
it's like trying to make Dragon Ball Z.
The Fantastic Four were good. They were good when you put them in with other Marvel heroes.
They're not good by themselves.
I don't think they are. But this is.
I didn't mind the first movie, one with the guy from Nip Tuck and you.
Yeah.
I didn't mind that. I thought it was good.
It was still shitty, but it was
enjoyable.
Did they make a Silver Surfer one?
Yeah.
Rise of the Silver Surfer.
And that one, the Silver Surfer part was cool. Galactus did not translate well.
No, it didn't.
Why?
Thanos was well. They did everything good with the whole Thanos.
You think Kang the Conqueror is coming, man? I really feel he's the next main.
Who the fuck is Kang the Conqueror?
Time traveler. Because you know, me and Brett are about to have our little moment here.
Okay, I'm
so
I'm,
in the
I'm
last
watching,
Avengers,
I'm witness.
In the last Avengers movie, they did the whole time travel thing.
Yes.
Okay, and that was how some people died. That's how they corrected everything. In the comic books, and somebody a little bit more part of it, but the reason why Kang was from the future. The reason he had to come back is because somehow his timeline got messed up and he traced it back to now.
It's kind of like Cable did in Deadpool, the second Deadpool.
Yeah. So I'm just, my theory is, especially if you want to bring back Tony Stark and all some of the characters that, didn't survive.
There comes which he said he's done with.
I feel like he probably is. Him and
so
Chris
that
Evans.
Fat fucking check comes in.
Dude, you cannot have anyone. I think Tom Hardy might be a good Wolverine, maybe.
Are they going to make an alternate timeline like stories?
They have. With the last Wolverine movie and stuff like that, it's an alternate timeline.
The Harley Quinn movie was the biggest hunk of shit I've ever seen in my life. I watched it with Jill, and I was like, Jill's pretty feminist, but she was like, this is the most pandering bullshit I've ever seen. It's like, this is so fucking bad.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this
DC
is fucking
DC dropped
horror.
The ball on there. Hold up. I got to say this. They're animated
the
movies. I still want to watch Apocalypse War.
Did you hear what they're doing with the fucking Justice League movie?
They're releasing the Snyder Cut.
Yeah. And they said this thing's going to be fucking epic as fuck. So maybe he can. Maybe
HBO's doing a. I read it somewhere. HBO is doing a Justice League Dark mini.
They're also doing the Last of Us series.
Because a lot of people are trying to get the guy who played Constantine in the TV series on WB, Matt Ryan, I think is his name, and he did the voice. He's done the Constantine voice and all the Justice League Dark cartoons and stuff. They're trying to, you know.
Is that the same guy? He's Keanu Reeves, Constantine?
No.
It's the same comic book character.
Do you remember the Star Wars movie with Star Wars game with Starkiller?
Yes.
The guy who played his voice.
Okay.
This guy, he's deep into Star Wars. He's deep into the DC stuff. And, God, this guy knows his shit. He got fucked over Pillow Licking, too. We're not talking about that anymore. That shit sucked.
What?
Matt Ryan, on Twitter, he said that one of his friends is a cop, and he said that they're not all bad, you know, like that. And then some liberal.
The guy who was Starkiller is not the same guy as Matt Ryan.
It's not the same, the black-haired guy with.
No, it's not the same, man.
I thought it was the same guy that played him.
No, because the guy who played Starkiller is he was from Smallville. He played Doomsday in Smallville.
Oh, I thought. What was that guy's name? But he got into some shit because he was supporting. Please.
This guy? No, that's not, he wasn't. He was not Starkiller.
No, that's not my. Never mind. Starkiller. Wrong name.
Fool.
My guy. What are you doing drinking Coke?
Joe bought it the other day and it's here, so fucking drinking.
That's the guy you're talking about.
Yes, he got fucked over on Twitter, and he's a big voice actor for like DC and a lot of shit. So
you can be open minded. As long as you think about what we want you to think about.
Yeah, as long as you fit the narrative.
Anyways. You know what? I would be just as I would criticize it just as much if it was the opposite.
Oh, yeah. It is. Dude.
It's the same thing. Just like...
Fox and CNN can both suck.
Let me tell you one thing that I fucking hate is whenever someone goes, if we have a difference of opinion, we can still be friends. And of course, there's somebody who goes on is like... Well, you know, if you're a Nazi or you're a racist, you know, I don't, unless you're that. I'm like, no one's talking about that.
You're bringing that in.
No one, I didn't say that me and Brett had different opinions on stuff and we still friends. Okay? That's all I mean. Yeah. Well, what if Brett's a Nazi? Well, he's not.
I do have a shaved head.
It's like, what if he was a white supremacist? I was like, he's not. Can't we disagree in him not be a fucking devil?
It's also kind of like when conservatives. Well, what if he's you should let people be who they want to be. But what if he's touching little kids? Okay,
but he's not. You said what if he's not?
He's not doing it.
I remember this one dude was getting so pissed off about gay people wanting to do this. I was like, just let him do. Well, would you let him do this? Why are you going to the weirdest extreme?
Yeah, I'm not letting him fuck me in the ass.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's like, I think gay people should be able to get married. You want to suck their dick? And like,
whoa.
Whoa.
That weird, really extreme.
I'm talking about a relationship.
Would you let him ass rape you and like tie you down? It's like, whoa, what's your issues here? It's
like, did this happen? Do you need help? Do you need to talk to me?
Or do you just need to go to a different bar that is okay? Because usually, like, man,
I got so much anger in me.
That was psychology 101.
Who touched you? Mm-hmm. Show me on the doll where you touched you.
Show me on the. It's usually, hey, show me on the doll where your daddy or your preacher touched you.
Oh, Tim.
You know, people always say.
Or it could be a grandpa or uncle.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This is bad. This is bad. But everyone makes out like the people who get molested are molested by some dude who jumps out of the bushes.
Fucking Catholics.
Yeah. It's never the guy. I was going to say jump out of the bushes, but no. How often does someone get molested by someone who jumps out of bushes?
In a trench coat, and throws over and starts jerking
he's
off.
He's like, blah, blah, blah.
Jesus Christ. Brett, you got to back up on that.
Oh, that just doesn't happen.
If that happened to you while you're jogging down the road, what would you do to that guy?
I hope he don't come on me. That's the first
you wouldn't
issue.
Just, if he scared you, you wouldn't just fucking deck his ass?
I don't think he would be violently coming. I think he just wants to, like, not going to have his hands in there.
He's trying to sexually assault you. Defend yourself. You can't.
That's not what I'm saying. Like, if he's just jumping out and jerking off, I think I'm just going to walk away from him. Like, I'm not going to get in a physical confrontation with a guy who's jerking off. I'm not doing it.
I've done that at work. I've had to get into physical conversations. No one,
like when someone's jerking off and trying to punch you?
He was on PCP running around naked. His balls hit my face.
Anyway.
I'm still thinking about that dude in the trench coat jumping out of the bushes. But my point was...
But he
was,
has to look just like Pee Wee Herman.
My point was, it's usually not the person jumping out of the bush going ooga booga who molests people. You know what I mean.
It's someone you know.
You know.
Remember that, kids. A stranger's not molest you. Majority is someone you fucking know.
Yep. There's your PSA for the day.
Stranger danger is real, but sometimes family danger is more important.
Anyways.
That took a weird turn.
I got a piece of candy in my pocket for you.
Won't you come
read Grandpa.
Won't you come read the Bible verse, Andrew?
You know the bad thing is,
why is there a hole in the center of it?
I think every person has a, whoa, I'm glad I didn't go over to that guy's house story. Like the crazy person is like, hey, y'all can fish in my yard. Hey, you can take your shirt off.
I don't think I have that story.
You want to hold that fishing pole?
Hey, let me rub this lotion on you while you're fishing with your shirt off.
You're going to get a sunburn. No, never happened to him?
I don't think so.
Got some popsicles in my basement.
Oh, man.
Herbert the pervert from Family Guy.
Yeah. What, Tim? Do you have something to tell us?
No, I'm just
Did you go fishing one day?
No.
Tim, you can tell
I
us.
I know the sun's not touching it, but you need to put it there anyways.
I hate that motherfucker.
I hate that motherfucker.
What the fuck happened to y'all as kids is what the question I think needs to be being asked.
The Wild and Wonderful Whites in West Virginia.
You ever seen that?
The what?
Wild and Wonderful Whites.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I always do the impression of, like, the woman. I can't remember what her name is. But she's
I hate that.
I hate that motherfucker.
Like, you don't remember her when her kid's, like, jumping up and down?
Brittany starts fucking crying whenever he does that shit.
I hate that motherfucker.
I just remember with the mayor who was somebody important in the town being like, we got this guy going to MIT, and y'all motherfuckers are here doing a documentary on these fucking assholes.
The Whites. MIT.
Jesus, man.
I hate that.
That just shows
son
you
of a bitch.
The priorities of our fucking country and our people.
But the thing about
to be fair, it was done by Dick House Productions.
Yes.
Okay? The same people who make Jackass. I'm not expecting much for them.
And Wild Boys, right? Did they do Wild Boys?
Yeah. So, if it was National Geographic, I'd have been a little more disappointed. But when they have a fucking chicken with a rainbow going over it and a chicken going bah-cock at the beginning, I maybe hold them to a lesser standard.
Fair enough.
That's just me.
Oh, man.
Dick House Productions, yeah. I'm sorry, it's just me, Tim.
I mean, hey, I enjoyed the documentary. I mean, it was a clear...
Did you watch Tiger King?
Of course.
Jesus.
That was so good. Christ. That was a great
It was good, game. But fuck.
Oh, we all need to take a picture together and send it to him, and he'll in jail. He'll send it back.
I don't want
Why?
It. No. I'm good.
Will he sign it?
Yes.
Send it back? Oh, he will.
Huh.
Yeah,
good.
Jack Mandeville did it.
I'm
he
good.
Put, he put his face
like
over
Jack
a baseball.
Mandeville.
He put his face over a baseball player, Joe Exotics, and he sent it to him, and he sent it back.
I'm good.
And they got the...
he's a celebrity. I wonder if they're really going to make that movie.
I'm sure they will.
Why would they make the movie when the real thing is more crazy?
It would be... It'd be like a comedy, and you'd need, like, fucking...
I mean, and...
You need, like, the guys, like, the James Franco and Seth Rogen and those guys to, like, are, like... Who would be a good Joe Exotic character? Like, who would play a good
Joe Dirt?
David Spade, do you think?
Yeah. You know, I think it would be better than that. What's his name? Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, that would be.
I think David Spade would do it better, man.
I think he's too small.
I mean, but it's a movie. You can make it look however you want. Yeah. You can make him look however you want.
Who would be the perfect Carol Baskin?
Fuck.
If she wasn't too old, the lady who played the mom in Waterboy.
Kathy Bates?
She's too old.
No. How about what's her name? She did all. She's the blonde chick. She was did all the. She was big for a while. Amy
Schumer.
That's
potential. Mm. But she
cut her hair down. She probably wouldn't want to play the character because she's a big feminist and shit like that. But
what about what's I call her the female Will Ferrell. She's the big lady. She's a comedian.
Amy Schumer is the
no,
only
no, one. No, no, no. You're talking about her sister's. She has a hot sister.
Jenny
McCarthy.
Yeah,
Jenny McCarthy.
But it's not Jenny McCarthy, but it's
McCarthy.
Her sister.
Melissa
yeah.
McCarthy.
Yeah.
I don't think Melissa McCarthy has that much range. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I did say she is the Will Ferrell of female comics. Well, yeah, but not as good.
She's the same person.
Danny McBride would have to be in that movie.
He could be Jeff Lowe.
You know what? Say I'm wrong.
You know what I want to see? You know what I really want to see? I want to see that lesbian chick get her arm ripped off by the tiger. Like, uncensored. Yeah.
I think it's technically a dude now.
Dude, Danny McBride is the... I think he has a good range of what he can do. Yeah. Danny McBride does.
My plums.
I think Matthew McConaughey was the perfect guy for the guy with no legs.
Yeah. The person who made the most sense is the lesbian chick. They got her fucking arm ripped
right?
off.
Right? And the guy with no legs was right up there making sense. Like, I was like, apparently losing a limb makes you a little bit more reasonable of a person.
All Matthew McConaughey would have to do was just sit there and smoke pot. And he would play that character perfectly. So. But Danny McBride, God.
I think Carol Baskins was the worst person on that fucking show.
Oh, dude.
She's just a hypocrite.
Yeah.
But I think she was.
And she killed her husband.
Yeah, I think she did.
I think she did, too.
I think that fucking happened.
I think. Who was the guy that snitched? The short, fat, chumpy dude with the weird haircut. Whatever his name was. The guy riding the jet ski. That dude, he is right under Carol Baskins. Because he was like, I had to do the honorable thing. No, motherfucker. You were about to go to jail and you decided to snitch.
Who would be a good character for him? What's the... He plays with Channing Tatum and then...
Jonah Hill?
Yeah.
Jonah, I don't know. Louis C.K. maybe.
You think? But he's not that big, though.
Camera angles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carol fucking Baskin.
Carol fucking Baskin.
Jeff Lowe.
That dude's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. That dude, I did not trust that dude from the beginning. If Joe Exotic wasn't already goddamn crazy, he would have saw that fucking crazy fuck coming a mile away.
Like, when you're that old looking like that, I mean,
it's not drugs.
He wore Ed Hardy clothes.
No, he wore Affliction.
Affliction.
Oh, man. Jeff Lowe.
It's not so much that he wore an Affliction. It's that he wore Affliction do-rags on top of a hat.
Cup petty.
He did wear it on top of a hat, didn't he?
Yeah.
He still owns that place. It's still open.
No, Carol Baskin owns it now.
Carol Baskin owns the one that Joe Exotic owned.
Oh, shit.
I'm not sure what
happened. That just shows there's no God. That's all that does. She's in control of it.
And you know, the sad part is it looked like the Tigers had more room to do shit at Joe Exotic's thing than they did at Carol Baskin's.
But that guy said that Joe Exotic paid him, but he burned it all on strippers and fucking drugs. That shit made me laugh so hard.
Here's what I really think happened. I think Joe Exotic made a joke about killing her. And then, what's his name? It was probably a situation where nobody thought anything else was going to do anything else. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll give you the fucking money to go do it, thinking he wasn't going to do it. Well, next thing you know, he's gone, and it just kind of happens that, you know.
Once the exchange of money happens in that conversation, you violated a fucking law, like a very bad law.
Because, I mean, I don't see how you can sit there and, I just don't get how she can open her mailbox to a snake and that not be considered an assassination attempt, but him giving somebody money.
Carol fucking Baskin.
I got a song I got to let y'all listen to after this.
Was it here, kitty, kitty? Which one?
No, it's not that one. It's the same beat, but a guy decided to hit the band's lyrics or whatever and rap to it. It was actually really, really good.
You know, that's not Joe Exotic singing.
Oh, no. Dough shit. Well,
yes, but if it is, don't you dare.
If it was Joe Exotic singing, he's like, he should have been a singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, him singing, was it at the wedding or the funeral?
Well, that was really him. Talking about.
Got these nuts in my face.
Why would you do that at the funeral with his mom there and everything, man? Jesus.
That was one of the most awkward things. It's hard for me to get through that song.
Yeah, that seems.
I think the only. Some drugs.
I think the only other scene that was hard from the hardest scene for me to get through was Jeff Loeb being like, yep, she's going to give birth, and her ass is going to be back in the gym, and we're getting a hot fucking nanny. I was like, why was this little girl is attractive? What is she doing with you? I don't just...
Daddy issues.
I mean, yeah,
severe
I guess.
Daddy issues.
And then what was the guy in Carolina or whatever, Doc Antle?
Oh, dude.
That dude was a fucking scumbag.
Oh, yeah.
He's even... Goddamn. They're all fucking creeps.
It just,
all of
it
them.
Just, and it's just not... That's just that part of that sect of society. It's
when,
like that.
When the guy...
doctors
who,
and dentists.
When the guy who may or may not have been in the inspiration for Scarface is the most reasonable person in your documentary, there may be some problems.
I forgot about him.
What is it about owning exotic animals that makes a person really creepy?
You know what the weirdest thing is? When I got my tax return and when I got my first stimulus checks, I had some money because my tax return and some other shit came in at the same time. I had enough money to go buy a tiger, and I was like, "Huh? I don't know how I feel about the fact I'm broke as shit, but I can afford a tiger right now."
I can't wait for my second stimulus check, boy.
It ain't coming. Ooh,
it's still in the house. It's still in.
I think there's
a lot of shit going on right now, and if Trump allows it to happen, he would probably get some more voters on his bandwagon.
He needs to up the ante. He needs to give us $2,500.
Well,
I mean, I'd be happy.
Even though we're fucking going to sink the country with it. But
well,
whatever.
He did say that if he did pass it, that he will give everyone that's a that was working during the whole thing a $600 bonus to that what they're already getting.
And I worked through that whole motherfucker.
He said he will add to that. That's what he's going to add
I
to
will.
If he does.
I worked through it.
I did shit. I can prove I fucking did. I mean,
they'll do it with like work your fucking bank account and shit like that, yeah. Like they did last time. So I hope so. God, give me that money, bro.
Right. I was actually watching this thing the other day, and we're over here fucking petty squabbling about $1,200, which in the grand scheme of shit ain't a lot of money.
Well, here it is, but
I mean, just in general, right now it is. But it was this thing talking about millennials versus baby boomers, and you know, this guy was talking about $10,000 or something, and the baby boomers were talking about how $10,000 really isn't a lot of money. But the guy was saying for millennials right now, $10,000 is life changing. And I started thinking about what I could do with $10,000, and I was like, fuck me, $10,000 is life changing right now.
Yep. Yeah. Pop a lot of shit with that.
No lie.
$2,400.
Fair start to worry about that. I do. I know, I'm just joking. That was my privilege.
Wink, wink. Gave me $2,400, Trump, plus that $600 for me working.
Yeah, boy. You got my vote. I'm a liberal when it comes to that check, bro.
I know.
Give me that money. It's our tax money anyways. Just give it fucking
They're
back.
Just giving our
taxation
money back
is
to
theft,
us.
By the way.
Just theft.
You know what's weird is like I have the smallest paycheck out of all of y'all, and I look at how much I pay in taxes. I'm like, who the fuck is lower on this totem pole than me right
now? You might get paid more than me right now. They cut our hours, our city hours.
I still don't make jack shit. That's actually why I kind of like was, you know, I was trying to cut down to part time because I was like, man, I could work every bit of time up here. My paycheck still ain't shit, you know? I think there's a fundamental problem when I can work less and actually make more than I mean, that's not that's just saying how the taxes fail. But
we're getting unemployment. People were making bank of fucking unemployment.
Dude, when Brittany was out for that month, dude, she's making like $700 a fucking week.
That was a problem actually we almost ran into is a couple of our employees were like, fuck, I can make unemployment and make more than I can working. But I don't know how that would have worked if she quit the job. And that's why I don't think she really looked into it. I think.
Damn, if that was me, I would have went into work and just took a big fat shit right in the middle of the fucking work. So I get fired and I get unemployment.
When she was getting taxes, she got taxes.
I don't think I need
out.
To go in there and take a big shit to get fired. But
so she was making.
It was a little extreme.
$2,300 a month off of for that entire month. She made that in 1 month on unemployment.
I think your unemployment should be not. Now it is basically in reality, but the whole COVID thing kind of sent everybody a little different. But I'm sorry, but you shouldn't make more for not working than you do for working.
Well, the thing is, like, it was for those that got laid off and that will be going back to work. That's what that incentive was for. So she was laid off, but the business owners had to put in saying that we're going to open back up in this time whenever we are allowed to open back up.
The place
people
I'm,
will be coming back.
The place I'm going to work this weekend, somebody told me they were having trouble getting people to come back because they really were making more on unemployment than they were working. So they were like, man, I really don't want to come back right now unless I absolutely have to because making more.
Well, if they fire them, they won't be getting that fucking check anymore.
Right.
So,
but there's an issue now with like companies like if you had to quit coming because of the virus and they can't fire you or they can't let you go because of it, they have to offer your old job back.
Yeah.
At least in the state of Louisiana, I don't know if that's a law, but I know they were trying to make it a law.
A lot of our stuff, like our two credit cards we have and our who we got our fucking house note through, they for like a month, 2 months, they said we didn't have to pay shit. And that it was not going to affect. They would just go on to the back of the loan. We didn't have to pay it. Like, they just, like, suspended it for a couple of months. That's why we were able to save up a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't happen for us. Our apartment complex was still like, that check better be in on top,
motherfucker. We called fucking everybody that we had to pay. And probably about 70% of the people we called saying that they got something in the works. Like, Washtenaw Valley helped us. Our loan vendors and shit like that, a lot of them helped us. Some people didn't help us, the fucking phone and the goddamn internet and the goddamn cable. There's the only, and the fucking energy. That's the only.
Imagine that, two companies that have monopoly.
And water. So those are the only ones we had to pay for. We had to pay our truck note, or my truck's paid off, but we had to pay our car note, nothing. We saved a
lot. Not how it worked out for us.
We saved a lot of fucking money.
We got some people back rent. I gotta get it from them.
That's why we gonna go back to Disney.
Disney,
fucking love that place, dude. Yeah. I'll be 40 and still fucking go there.
Yo, man, I want to go back to Austin so bad. I'm like every day I'm trying to tell Heather, hey, let's move.
People was like, why do y'all want to get? Y'all ain't got kids. I was like, it's more fun when you don't have fucking kids. You ain't gotta babysit people. You just fucking, you can get on the rides and do all the cool shit. And Universal, love Universal. Loved it. God damn.
I'll tell you one of the best things they had in Orlando, and they don't have it anymore, was the Terminator 2 show.
Yeah, they don't have that anymore.
That was a good show. I enjoyed that one probably the most. And that and the Simpsons ride.
Have you went to Disney, right?
Yes.
Did you go to Fantasma?
No, I didn't go to Disney. I'm sorry. Went to Orlando.
You need to take Jill. Does Jill watch all? Does she like all those movies and shit? You need to take her. You should go with me and Brittany.
Maybe.
And I get all these discounts and shit and everything. So, I mean, you and Heather should be able to go. We should all fucking. You would have so much fun. Star Wars.
We should go get COVID together.
The Star Wars fireworks show at Hollywood Studios. Make you jizz your pants. But I miss Phantasma, but she recorded the whole thing for me, and Phantasma was fucking excellent.
Was that whenever you got sick?
No. I got sick on the flight home, like when I was at the airport in North Carolina. That's when I started feeling fucking bad. Then I get home, and Saturday, I think we got home on a Friday, and that Saturday I went to my doctor, and they tested me for flu, and I was flu type A.
COVID type
A. I probably had COVID, to be honest.
You're patient zero in Louisiana.
I don't think I was, but...
You know, I saw...
The motherfuckers that were in New Orleans during the Mardi Gras and they came back up, those motherfuckers brought that shit up here.
I like what somebody said that, you know, it was not politically correct what they said. This is what he said. He goes, the numbers are skewed in Louisiana because we have all those... drug heads and homeless folks. You stop messing with that?
I just touched the wire. It was my bad.
Oh, yeah. Stop. Don't mess with it.
Well.
Get your hands away from it. Jesus Christ.
I do think there are a lot of dead homeless people that we haven't found yet that probably died from COVID.
That's a nice thought.
I do believe that.
Well, okay then.
All right.
I mean, it's... We have high homeless fucking rate in Monroe.
How many people do you think are homeless in Monroe?
considering the fact I deal with probably like 3 or 4 fucking night, that's just me, not everyone else on shift, a lot.
I saw one in Monroe eating out of a fucking trash can.
I'm surprised there wasn't like 5 of them sharing it in like a damn Italian dinner plate.
I was like, damn. If he hadn't left so fast, I was going to get something to eat. But
if you
like,
go to the, if you go, you know, the Louvre Bridge, you go underneath it, and you'll see 5 or 6 people living underneath there. They're like, had their bunks and they're like little rollouts and stuff like that there. Yeah.
Well, that's sad. What's something fun, Tim? Let me say something. Not going any further with this, but I'm going to say it. The reason Colin Kaepernick did what he did is because he started to get good pussy from an activist, and he lost his job.
Yeah.
There.
He wasn't that good of a quarterback.
There it was. When he went to the Super Bowl, he had one of the best defenses in the last 10 years. Next story.
There it is. I agree.
So, Tim, if a guy jumped out of the bushes with a heart
with a trench coat.
Yeah. I'm running away.
If our country, this is the whole world, goes to shit, do you think enough Americans know the basic things to be able to fucking survive?
No.
Like, you think about, like, Joe Rogan and them were talking about this, about how they were pulling people out of retirement because people don't know how to make fucking boots in the United States. They're pulling older people, like, shoes and boots, like, they know how to tan leather and shape it and stuff like that. There's not enough people that know how to fucking do that.
We don't know shit anymore, man. People forget that this knowledge can be lost.
I think we are one of the most independent countries, but we depend on a lot of other countries to provide our fucking shit for us, like our clothing and shit like that. Which is sad, but a lot of shit does get fucking forgotten, like you said.
We need some robots to start making shit so we can become these fat slobs mindless, connected to a fucking...
Like Wally.
That's what we need in this world.
It's fucking sad. It's just like when the Romans did all this stuff for mankind. They did all this shit for mankind. And then, like, the Britons and shit were like, a race of giants lived here.
Yes.
What the fuck is this?
Like, 500 years later, they're like,
how'd they do that? It's like back to the Bronze Age.
Let's eat with sticks.
Still making spears out of just wood with no tips or, like, flint tips or something.
Fucking idiots.
How did that happen? How did that happen?
I don't know.
Does anyone know how that happened, Ferris? Like, how all this change and just economically and just fucking physically, the waterways, the road systems, how did that disappear?
How did we fix these roads? I don't know how to fix the road. They couldn't possibly have fitted in, paused a rock and put it there.
Oh, man.
How is it forgotten?
I don't know.
Like, there's no one that knows? Or
when you think about it, I mean...
Because I want to do research is like, how this happened. Like,
well, let's think about it. A lot of stuff wasn't mass-produced like it is now. So, you know, one book has how to do it, right? Well, what happened? Rome caught on fire at one point, and a lot of it burned. So, maybe. Yeah. I mean, it's not like information like then was like it is now, where it's so mass-produced, you know. Probably had 1 or 2 copies of how to do it, and then the people who made that taught some people, but I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
So, what I saw was that there were places in Britain where they had scrolls and stuff, and they had people that could still read Latin. And then that's how they learned some of the stuff back then. Is that how that happened?
I guess. I don't fucking know.
I mean, I'm talking to you because you... I watch this stuff, but I just don't know... If it's, like, assumed that's what's happened, or, like, we just got smarter again.
Tim.
What's up?
When are you going to be back in town? We're almost done. Sorry.
Well, like I told him, the way that my job is working out, I'll be actually be back in town a lot more because I'll only be working at this new place a few days a week. So, some of the days I'm not working there, I'm going to be over here with Joey.
Okay.
So, I'll be back in town a little bit more. Now, I'm not saying after putting in a 12-hour day outside, I'm going to be like, yeah, let's go. Yeah,
to the podcast,
Yeah, probably not going to happen. But I'll be in town a little bit more. But, I mean,
Brett, when are you going to do your own podcast? And I'll come on. I'll be your first guest.
I mean, it's not a lot of room in my room. It would have to be like, you can have Skype in here, right? Do you have Skype
in
here?
Yeah, I have a camera on there. I'm sure someone's watching me jerk off.
I can just film it on there. And I want to do it. I just need to get everything. I have everything I need to do it. I just got to get like a program. I got to like get someone to make like a header and shit like that.
Can we record one tonight?
You want to?
Me and you. I'll be your first guest.
Yeah, you can bring that to the house and we'll do it.
We can't do it just both on your screen right now? Or would
I mean, we could, but we're going to be sitting like literally right beside each other.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
But you can bring that and plug, like bring a mic plug in and with a microphone, and you can just bring it to the house and you'll be fine.
Well, we're going to try to get some more out. Hopefully we don't all die of COVID or a protester won't hit us in the brick and we fucking lose brain function.
Yeah.
We're on a fucking ventilator the rest of our lives because our brain is barely working and we have a machine breathing for us. And then we eventually die in, you know, a meaningless death 10 years from now.
So far, 2020 is winning.
Yeah.
Yep.
2020 is winning. All right, give me a second. I was going to sign you off. Brett, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Tim, my host, co-host.
Thank you guys for
having me. Hopefully I'll be back in town a lot more.
All right, guys, and we are done.